Well, it's another beautiful Saturday morning in Arizona. This would be the perfect time to go on a Rosie on the House staycation. And we just did our first staycation of the new year, but also the new decade of 2020 in Phoenix. You know, why Phoenix? You know, we've sent you to all these nooks and crannies around the state, you know, Sedona, Patagonia and whatnot, but Phoenix? We had a discussion with our folks and our friends and our affiliate at Calf Country and Flagstaff, and they had pointed out that this time of year, if they took a staycation from Flagstaff, they want to come down to the valley where it's warm and nice, you know, and instead of all that snow. So that was the thought behind doing our first staycation of the year in Phoenix. And the lucky gentleman who got to go on it is Scott Oldendorf of Tucson. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your staycation?
Well, after hearing that intro, I guess I did everything backwards. I went from Tucson, I went on a vacation to Flagstaff, found out that I won the staycation in Phoenix, so I did my staycation as I came back from Flagstaff to warm up because it was cold and snowy up there.
Well, let's talk about your staycation. The first thing you did was go to Sanderson Ford, see Mr. John Pratt, and what car did you pick out?
Well, I was kind of open to anything, and he, John, excellent customer service, took real good care of me. He gave me a Ford Explorer, and I told him, the most important thing I want in the big city of Phoenix, give me a good GPS. And it had an excellent GPS and was able to get around, and the best silver lining on the whole thing, I said, do I treat it like a rental car and fill it up with gas? He said, oh, no. Just return it as is. You don't have to put any gas in it.
Oh,
so,
man.
Boy, that was a real nice surprise.
That's such a great bonus. Okay, but you didn't have to drive far. You just had to drive over to your accommodations. And this is really unique, and this is why we picked it. Grand Canyon University Hotel. What did you think about it?
Very, very nice. But then I got to learn the story behind the story of the Grand Canyon University Hotel. It's basically, you got some staff, but it's run also by the students. They're learning to be in the hospitality industry. Everybody was immensely nice. Mark, the manager, was really nice. And one of the nice benefits, they even gave us a free meal while we were over there. So that was really nice.
And that would be over at Canyon 49 Grill, correct?
Correct.
And what did you have? What did you have?
This was the bad thing. We were busy on Friday night, then we were busy on Saturday night, and then I said, gee whiz, I got to do something. So we ended up having breakfast on Sunday morning instead.
Oh, terrific. Well, we had the general manager, Brett Courtwright, on recently, and he was telling us that the Canyon 49 Grill has become quite popular, whether you're staying at the hotel or not, because they have a former four-season chef that puts the menu together. And all I kept hearing about between Romy and a few other people in the office was this incredible turkey burger that's on the menu.
Oh,
Yeah.
Well, we had a fantastic breakfast. We had omelet, and man, the food was just exquisitely good. It was very, very good.
Well, because you were in Phoenix, what did you do on your staycation?
Well, it was actually rather special. When I was in the Air Force from 1976 through 1980, there was a family at church that kind of adopted me with their three daughters, and I became sort of like an uncle to the daughters, but they took care of me and looked after me while I was just a airman basic in the Air Force. I hadn't seen them for a long time, and it had been 20 years,
We
had a chance to go see them, and they're just down in Mesa. So we had a chance to see them after 20 years.
Did you surprise them, or did you plan it ahead of time?
Oh, we planned it ahead of time.
It would have been nice to knock on the door. Hey, remember me? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Look at all the gray hair.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service, by the way. We adore the military here at Rosie on the House.
And even when we got up to the room, they actually had a bottle of wine and a couple glasses. And then, of course, with the gifts from Coyote Odie. We had the cookies, some chocolates, and just some really nice, nice stuff. It was very pleasant.
And did you get the Arizona Highways gift basket, too?
Oh, I did. And my favorite part of it all was the Arizona Highways calendar. So I got that, and I think there were three books from Arizona Highways in there about trails and you know, just all sorts of things. They were three fantastic books.
I have to say this about the calendar. Of course, we have our Rosie on the House calendar, which is free for the asking, and the Arizona Highways calendar. I have to keep both of them up at the same time. There is no favorite between them, but there's some that Arizona Highways calendar, I'll send it to my family, and they're like, you got to be kidding me. And I said, yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful calendar. Scott, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed your Rosie on the House staycation. I'll say this much. In February, we have our winners going to Christopher Creek. The Hash Knife Pony Express ride will be coming through town on their way to Scottsdale on February 7th to deliver the mail. And guess what our staycation in March is, Scott? You're going to miss it.
Flagstaff?
No, Tucson.
Oh!
Oh, man. Well, anyway, you can register.
Also, I forgot to mention the nice thing with John Pratt at Sanderson Ford. When I went back to pick up my car on Sunday morning, they washed my car.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had a clean car.
Nice. Well, that's why we love Sanderson Ford. Well, for everyone else, our staycation of the month in March, you can register for right now at rosieonthehouse.com under the staycation tab. Scott, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for the January staycation.